he's had a good week of work. He really has.
Does it, you know, does it limit him in any way?
No, he's been doing just his normal. It's been a normal week for him.
Have you had a quarterback with this kind of non-throwing shoulder before?
I'm sure I have. I can't remember right off the top of my hand, but I know. I mean, it is quite common.
Mm-hmm. 1 of 15 on third down last week stood out among the stats. Mm-hmm. How do you stay on schedule on first and second down?
Well, the first thing that we did was we left ourselves with a lot of third and longs. I looked down at my call sheet at the as we were approaching overtime. And I had not used not one of the calls that I had for third and 2 to 5. So that kind of right there kind of told me that what part of the problem was. But even having said that, we've got to do a lot better. That the players know that they're working hard to correct it and fix it.
What are your expectations for Rashad getting another shot now as a starter?
Well, I think we all have high expectations for him. We think he's a talented player. I would expect that the more he gets playing, gets more attempts, I think he'll get stronger and I think he'll get a good feel for it, because that is important. When you haven't been carrying it a lot and then all of a sudden you get to carry it a lot, you just kind of get a feel for the blocks, a feel for the game, and the more carries you get, the more comfortable you get.
Bob, if for some reason Lauren is activated for Sunday, would you anticipate that it would probably not be for like his usual allotment of plays that you would do it
Well, usually that's one of the issues we talk about tonight as a staff. We kind of start to talk game day personnel and all that type of stuff. So we usually will talk about that tonight. We really haven't given it a lot of attention to this point. It's usually a Thursday night issue.
Are you concerned about, he's already had three of them?
Well, I think any player, the way the concussion thing is set up now, which is good for the players, I think a history of them is something that you need to be aware of as both a coach, a player, and the training staff.
Green Bay's defense seems like sometimes they only have one down lineman on the field. Mm-hmm. Do they present a lot of different stuff?
Yeah, they do. Dom Capers is fire zone master. A lot of the different looks, a lot of different bodies in different places. They move around a lot, but it's a challenge for us, and our players, I think, have got a good feel for it. We'll see how it goes on Sunday, but Dom does a great job. He gets a lot of moving parts, when you have the dime defense like he puts in there at times, but it's a challenge, but I think it's one we can handle.
How impressed is Matthews?
Oh, he's a good player. He's he's not only a good athlete, but you can tell that he's learned the skills of the position. Kevin Green's there, one of the coaches who was, probably one of the best that ever played that position. And you can see a lot of the things that he's incorporated and taught him. Plus, on top of that, he has one of the best motors in the league. I mean, there cannot be a time clock in your head say, oh, well, normally at this time the ball's gone. You have to keep blocking him until that play's over with.